amumakamba kuti mmodzi mwa akulu-akulu amene mwaona kumeneko ndi mayi Sidik Mia. Please, apatse mtelefoni ndiyankhule nawo.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, is this Mrs. Mia?
Yes, it is.
You are live on Times Television and Radio. We understand, Gudi, you have decided to join the demonstrations. Tell us why you decided to make this move.
I decided to join the demonstration simply because I feel it is unfair to let the people underprivileged walk alone. They are doing this because they want change. We all need change in this country. So this is why I decided that they shouldn't feel that we're putting them in the front line and putting our homes in safety and security.
Do you agree with the reasons behind these demonstrations?
Totally, completely.
What has touched you most that you decided to move out of your residence to come and join fellow Malawians in this cause?
It's the whole running of things, the government. Things are in a mess. People are unhappy. And yesterday, with the way the UPP cadets went around Blantyre scaring and intimidating people, I wanted to show people that have no fear. As long as you are on the right side of the law, there's nothing to fear. As long as we're doing things right, we have no fear. So, because they were so intimidated, I felt it was absolutely necessary for me to join them and support, because we all have the same complaints. We're all worried about all the issues that have been highlighted, and we need to support everybody that's here today.
A lot of prominent politicians, and you being the spouse of one of the renowned politicians in the country, sometimes it's difficult to come to places like this. Did you get the blessings of your husband to attend this demonstration? Did the Honorable Sidik Mia allow you to attend?
My husband is out of the country today, but I'm sure he will not mind at all. He was busy on the phone when I met this morning at 8 o'clock, so I haven't had time to talk to him, but I'm sure he'll be fine with it, so I don't think there's a problem there. We're supporting everybody that's here. I don't see why we should be letting everybody do the job for us. We are the leaders, future leaders. We should be here with them.
If Honorable Mia was in the country, do you think you'd have joined the demonstrators this morning?
I'm not so sure, simply because he is very political, and this is not a political demonstration. It's more to do with what people are worried about and what is hurting them.
What about the government? Do you think the government will take notice of the demonstration and probably make the changes that you're talking about?
If you think about what Nzata did yesterday, I don't think this government cares about what anybody has to say. The only day they'll realize is on the 21st of May when people vote because they're voting secret. They can scare people today and not allow them to come for demonstrations. But I can guarantee you that on the 21st of May, they will be shocked. Because that is not the way to do things. You do not demonstrate against demonstrations. Whoever advises the president, his advisors are wrong. And he needs to change his advisors. Because the way he's running the country is that it's a crime situation and we need change. I am now, everybody is fed up. They do not even have time to turn their ship around. We want them out. We want them on their tires. We need a new leader. And we need, and I feel the new leader is the right leader is Dr. Chakwera. So I speak, I'm sure, on behalf of everybody here. Everybody has their own political parties, but people want change, and that's it. So Stephen Curry can fool people, and he can send Tata and his cadets to scare people. But it's not going to work. It's simply not going to work. They are numbered, and they have to know
them. There are a lot of Malawians listening to you right now, both on radio and television. What is your final comment this morning?
Maybe if you can tell them that they should start messing with people even though it's too late. They're thinking like the Titanic, and they're just paying way for people to stop being aggressive. We fought for democracy. We are in a democratic country, and they have to stop it. This is nonsense. Why should they say for what reason?
Very lastly, Mrs. Mia, you and your husband, you are staunch members of the Malawi Congress Party. A lot of people are asking if our Malawi Congress Party is given a chance. Are you going to do these things differently?
Most definitely, the way the government is being run is a joke. It's a joke. It's unbelievable. I have never seen anything like that. It's just totally unbelievable. And as I said, this is a crime. The Malawians are crying. If you go into the villages, there's no medicine. There's no fuel for the ambulance to carry bodies. People have been murdered and been buried without police investigation because the police have no resources. This is just totally unfair and it never happened in the history of Malawi. And the people that does not care, and they have to start caring, because I am telling them and I'm telling them here, they are not going to make it come 21st May. I guarantee you that.
Mrs. Mia, thank you very much for joining us right at the center of the demonstration.